Welcome to the Everything You See podcast, a place to explore ways to both survive and thrive.
I'm Terry.
And I'm Wendy.
And we'll be your hosts. So let's get this conversation going.
Hello, everyone. We are so excited to finally offer the first episode of the Everything You See podcast. Welcome, Terry. Woo-hoo. I am so excited.
Me too. I'm really excited to finally be here.
I mean, how long has it taken us to kind of pull all of this together?
Oh, I think we've been talking about this now at least for half of a year.
At least. Yeah. Wow. And really a whole lifetime of experience behind it, getting us ready. We are so glad you joined us today and hope you'll continue to do so. We want you to know that Everything You See, what we are about is inviting you in. So we're here together in the living room with you. It's winter and cold, so the fireplace is going. And we want to kind of introduce ourselves first. Terry, would you like to tell us a little bit about who you are?
Sure. So I am, I'm a really passionate person about being a mom, being a wife, being a Christ follower, being a good friend, all of these wonderful things. But I fully recognize I fail in all of these things on a consistent basis. So I'm, I would say, definitely a nurturing truth teller. I try to really come alongside people and to love them well and to really just love them the way that I want to be loved myself. I'm really passionate about following who God says that we are. I am really interested in people and experiences and stories and just seeing the miracle that we all are and the messes that we're all in. So I can be more detailed, where Wendy is definitely more creative and fun and a better storyteller. but I think that we complement each other really well, and I'm super excited to be doing this with her. I'm a licensed professional counselor. I can be very research-based, very wordy, but I hope that we'll have some fun along the way.
Sounds great. So yeah, you're right. We're very different people, and I love that because I think we do complement each other a lot. I am that big picture thinker, the a creative scatterbrain, maybe. My thoughts tend to fire off about 800 a minute on average, and sometimes it's hard for me to kind of pull all of those together and say something that communicates. But I do love to have fun. Part of my personality is just being playful, but very deep-hearted, I think, as well, because, you know, I love, probably one of my favorite things to do is hang out at a coffee shops, find a friend, sit, and I don't care what the topic is, but let's explore it. Let's look at it and make it real. So my heart really is taking deep pain, deep truths, and putting it kind of boots on the ground. And that's what I love to do. I also I'm a wife and mom. My kids are all in their 20s now. Bless us all on that one. And yeah, I've walked through my own story over the years. And I think that's what connects Terry and I and also connects us with you. We all have that story. So we get asked a lot, what in the world is Everything You See? How do we answer that?
Yeah, I'm really excited about Everything You See. And it took us a long time to come up with the right name, a lot of wordplay, and just figuring out how do we describe what we're trying to do. And so I think, you know, Wendy, you mentioned you have your own story. And so really, this is born out of a place of Wendy and I recognizing we have a lot of similarities within our stories, but where we're at is we're at a place of acceptance with our story. And we're at a place where we really want to come alongside others who are in that journey, where they're in a place of hurting, or they're in a place of feeling stuck maybe, or they are in a place of acceptance, but they're just wanting community to come around them in that. And so we're really about everything you see being everything that God sees, and really us recognizing Him in our everyday story and embracing ourselves within our story. So if you go onto our website, you're going to see a little elevator speech, and it's, "We want to walk with you as we explore together the safe, authentic, and joy-filled places that move us beyond just surviving. Places where we can know and be known and to embrace our true identity. If this is what you're seeking, we want to come alongside you." So really, it is going from surviving to thriving and being your authentic self and embracing your authentic self, story and all, in all of those places of hurt, in all of those places of frustration and pain and the messiness of it, the crap of it. We just want to come alongside you and be in that because we're very familiar with that place.
Absolutely. And you'll notice too that I will throw stories in randomly. So here's a story that we haven't talked about yet, but we'll throw it in there anyway, if that's okay. Everything you see became very practical and very straight to the heart for me several months back. It was a particularly hard time, not only in my life, but in my marriage and my family, and I had had enough. And I do what I do when I've had enough. I run away for a little while, and I went to the mountains, and there was a rock in the top of this hill. So I'd hiked to the top, and there was a rock, and I sat down and just in frustration said, "Lord, what would you say to me right now? I don't even know what to ask." And, you know, I wouldn't say that it's common for God to just speak to me. It wasn't out loud, of course it could be. But He really did. And He said, "Do you see me?" And I'm sitting on this rock, the top of a mountain. And I'm like, "God, of course I see you." And really, shouldn't I be asking you that question? I'm the one in pain right now. Do you see me? And He said, "No, do you see me?" And so I started listing the ways. I'm like, "Oh yeah, there's a rock wall in front of me, a canyon." And then it got smaller. I'm like, "Okay, there's flowers." And then the breeze came through the grass, you know? And I'm like, "God, of course I see you." And he said, "That's all I want. All I want is for you to be still and see who I am." And Terry, I don't think I've ever in my life felt as seen as when I began seeing God. And so when I'm not real good with really short elevator speeches and words, I am going to go into a long story. But if anyone asks me why everything you see, that's what first comes to my mind. I saw God in a really stinky place in my life and in my relationships. And that's when I felt the most seen. So that's what makes it real for me.
Yeah, I love when we originally had this conversation and you shared this story with me, the excitement that washed over me, because it is when we stop the noise around us, we stop the chaos, we stop all of that stuff, and we step into this place of, "You know what, God, let me see you. I'm coming to you. I actually authentically, genuinely want to see what you have to show me." And how do you not see yourself when you see Him, right? You're this representation of Him. So when you watch the breeze in the grass, that's you. that's the beauty that he put within you, that same beautiful color of purple that he put in a flower, he also put in you. And so it's this intimate connection with God of, I see that, I recognize that, and Lord, I'm your masterpiece that you crafted into this as well. I feel dirty or torn down or broken, but you look at me and you see a stream, or you see this beautiful wildflower, or you see the rays of the sun, and that's just magnificent.
That is so beautiful. You know, in everything that we do, at Everything You See, we're really going to come back to three very core, principles or points. And those three things are, we have a place of pain, there we go to our barricade, and then there's the process of going to God. Could you think we could just kind of talk a little bit more about that? We don't have time to just jump into everything the first episode, but just as an introduction, what comes to mind when you think of that place of pain?
Yeah. So first, I want to say these kind of, in this first series, we're really going to be talking about marriage during this first series. So deep relationships, whether you're officially married or not, just being in that romantic relationship with somebody. And that's not what it's all about, but that's what we're going to be going over here. And so Wendy and I really want you to know that we're here because we get that there's a genuine place of hurt where so many people are residing independently. There's this place of deep loneliness when you're in a committed relationship. You've tried everything and nothing seems to be getting better. And the truth is, it's not guaranteed to get better. Sometimes it's just a really hard situation. So what do you do with that hurt? You might think that Wendy and I have all of the answers and that our lives are perfectly squared away, but we don't. And our lives are not squared away, which is why we're here in your living room with you. We know what this valley of pain is like. We see the need for resources, community, encouragement, and validation with where you're at. We see the need for God, but we also see that painful path that it takes to get to that beautiful resting place with God. We're taking a very unpopular stance on this issue, especially within the Christian world.
Yes.
We believe that God's sovereign, though, through it all, and that he reigns even in those awful places. So when we're talking about that place of pain, we really do want you to know that we're not minimizing it. We're not trying to excuse it with Christianese talk. We're not trying to justify it and say, oh, you just need to stay in it and just be fine. We really want to get deep down in there with you. So Wendy, did you want to add anything to that?
You know, I do, because as I hear you talk and as we've talked together, we also want to communicate that we in no way are saying, if you are in an abusive relationship, that you should stay. That is not what we're about. If there is any physical violence, intimidation, even threats or things like that, that's a time for you to get out and keep yourself safe. And I believe that's a strong biblical principle as well. I mean, you look at the life of David, and David is in the presence of King Saul. Saul gets very angry and throws a javelin at David. And I love it. David didn't just say, oh, well, I probably played the wrong note, and so I deserved that. That's never true. What it says is David fled, right? Sometimes that may mean the end of the relationship. Sometimes not. That's to be determined later. But we want to make that like way over the top clear that that's not what we're saying. But what we want to communicate is sometimes we are in relationships that are just painful. And it's, you know, I think especially in America, sometimes we kind of have this all or nothing way of thinking, or, you know, we either, our only options are divorce or stay and put on our Christian smile. And we believe, like fully believe, that there's another option, and that's accepting that this may not change. Wow, that's hard. Yeah. And so that's kind of what we're about. We want to come alongside you and, you know, just let you know that we're here. We understand that place. We don't have it nailed down. It's not perfect by any means, but, you know, there are options and things to really build into our lives where we can thrive, right, and not just survive.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, Wendy and I also really want to elaborate the fact that this is an individual journey. This isn't, even though we're going to be talking about marriage and relationships, this is about you and your position here, whether it is to flee, whether it is to stay and accept, and what that looks like to do it in a healthy way, to do it in a successful way, whatever it looks like. It is an individual journey. If, you know, you've got your own trauma, you've got your own hurts, you've got your own insecurities, all of that, we want to come alongside you in that. And so we're really about meeting you in those places. So yeah, let's go ahead and start talking about the place of pain. Really, this conversation came from a book that Wendy is currently working on. And she just looked at me funny.
Right.
But it came from a book that she's working on. And she just gave a beautiful illustration of walking into the valley of dry bones. And it kind of developed into this story of that's our hurt. And that's where our pain resides. And again, that's an individual walk. It's a slow and hard walk. So Wendy, can you tell us about that illustration, and we can go into that more?
Okay. Yeah. So the concept or term that I use for the book is single wives. And to me, that captures a lot of the place of pain, right? We go into marriage with a lot of expectations and hopes and dreams. And yet over time, for various reasons, we find that, wow, we're not emotionally connecting. And maybe there are reasons for that. We hope to develop in more detail some of those reasons. You know, sometimes there's like level one autism in one spouse, or reactive attachment disorder, or even trauma in a spouse that really alters the way that they can connect emotionally.
Yeah, or not.
Or not. Yeah, you know, that's a good point, because sometimes they just can't. And, you know, what do we do then? Here we are. And so as a single wife, the illustration of the Valley of Dry Bones from Ezekiel in the Old Testament came to mind. And you know, God called Ezekiel to look down over the valley. And what he saw was this valley just full of bones. None were connected, I don't think. There were no skeletons. It was just a valley of bones. And as I began to study that passage, look into it more, it just, you know, I know that story can be a cliche sometimes and overused, but for me, it was so much of a powerful picture of what it's like to be a single wife, right? Yeah. So, you know, the place of pain doesn't just happen overnight. Typically, I just snapped my fingers in case you want to know what that noise was. It doesn't just happen overnight. It's like if I were standing with Ezekiel at the top of that, up above the valley, and we just decided to, okay, we're going to walk down toward the bones. That's kind of the picture of the place of pain that comes up for me. It's a slow journey where you're like, oh man, I hope it gets better. We'll go to counseling, we'll read a book, and yet we find that maybe some of those things just don't work.
Yeah. A lot of times, unfortunately, those things don't work. And what Wendy and I have found, and part of reason that we are so passionate about Everything You See, is a lot of the resources out there just don't touch on these difficulties when there is not an emotional connection.
That's a good point, because the reason they don't work. Okay. So we're not trying to offend authors and counselors. We are they, right? But they're written with the hope that both spouses, one, are capable of using the principles presented, and two, that they actually want to use the principles, right? And sometimes those two things are just not part of our relationships.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of what you and I see and have experienced and shared and all of those things is when those two things aren't there. There's a lack of desire or an inability. And so what do you do with that? How is this a relationship? How can I have sex with this person? How can I have intimacy with this person, emotional or physical or any of spiritual, for Pete's sakes? And so that's what's so hard. When I think of that valley, right, you're thinking of, you don't see beyond the valley. It's dry and it's dead and it's vast, and you're just so hopeless within that place of, oh, here's another book, here's another retreat, here's another counseling session. But then when you really look at it and you start to uncover what's under that dust, oh, there's my arm that has that scar. Oh, over there, there's that bone that has that memory. Oh, look, I don't even know where my foot is. Where is that? I've lost that somewhere along the way. And so it's this place of really recognizing, what are my triggers? What's the baggage that I bring here? What's the hurt that I have, the genuine scars that I've tried to stick a Band-Aid on and just ignore, or just throw away over there and pretend that it doesn't impact me? This valley is the place of actually seeing and feeling and recognizing the effect of all of that hurt, of that place that you are feeling unwanted, feeling undesirable, feeling alone and unworthy. That's what this valley is. But what I love about this story is God brings it to life. God picks it up. He gives the authority to Ezekiel to do that. And those bones rise and they have life again. Just because you can't find that foot doesn't mean that it's really, truly gone. It's God's authority that will bring it back to you.
And it was a process, right? You know, it was a speaking to Ezekiel, first of all, to say, look, see what the problem is, right? Look at the place of pain. And that's where, you know, I mean, we could do a whole episode or probably season on really what we would call the barricade, right? The places we turn to avoid seeing the valley. So God called Ezekiel to really look out over that place of pain, that valley where all the bones were. And that's where we could get kind of stuck because we don't want to look at the pain. I don't like pain. And what we tend to do then is turn to the barricade. And that's really the place where our addictions lie, our coping mechanisms, our running, our shutting down. There's so many ways that we as individuals try to avoid looking at the pain and the bones.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean that you're wrong for doing that. You know, we are designed with this nature to survive. And that's why we're trying to work from surviving to thriving, because it is, that's painful, or, oh, that's going to hurt me. I need to get away from that. That's just a response that we have. So to turn and to choose to actually respond to that is so against our nature. But what we find is when we do avoid, when we do use a substance or, you know, pornography or something along those lines to numb our feelings. Go ahead, Wendy.
Ice cream.
Yeah, okay. Ice cream.
So we've got those big things we turn to, but really we've got sort of sanctified Christian addictions, yes, which is my ice cream habit, TV, our phone, Candy Crush,
right?
Those kinds of things too.
Right. Anything that's taking us away from the situation. It's that Band-Aid. It's that throwing that bone over the cliff and hoping that it will just go away, right? And we don't need it. What's an extra finger? It's all of that. That's what going to the barricade is. But this is where Ezekiel was challenged, because when you go and barricade yourself, when you go and have that bowl of ice cream, when you go to that addiction, when you go to promiscuity, any of those things, it's you closing your eyes and saying, oh, that didn't really hurt. I can get past that. I'm fine without it. I need to move on. I need to feel better. And so I'm going to go and do this instead. But Ezekiel was challenged, and God said, look, see it, experience it, smell it, feel it, taste the air, all of those things. He had to allow himself, Ezekiel, to be exposed, to be vulnerable before God, and to really be in that valley.
Yes, yes. And that's so hard. It is the hard place. And that's a little bit of the controversy of what we're presenting, is we're asking not only you as a listener, but we're asking ourselves every day, can I choose not to go to the barricade? And wow, what a decision to have to make. What's the alternative? If we don't go to the barricade, what do we do?
Yeah. And so that's what we're trying to work towards every day, every minute, every conflict, every feel bad, right? It's to choose to go to God. It's to choose to go and surrender and say, I am hurting and I don't want to go to my barricade and I don't want to chop off my own limb and throw it over the cliff. God, I want you to put your hand on it. I want you to wrap it. I want you to apply the balm to it. I want you to hug me and tell me that it's okay to be hurting and that you created these emotions and I'm worthy of experiencing those emotions and to be with him, to allow him to clothe us in his righteousness, in his power, to be able to go back to the situation of conflict or hurt.
Yes. Wow. That is powerful. But when you've been, when you go out naked and vulnerable to God and you attempt to see him, he always shows up. He always comforts, puts the bandage on, but then clothes us. You know, here are the clothes you need. That maybe this is the armor of God that you need to go back to the place of pain. Yeah, that's why we go.
Right. And we're going to get more into detail. I know that that sounds like a fantasal idea right now. Oh, yeah. Okay, you guys, yeah, we right. can do that. We're going to get more into that as we go about how to do that and more of the why of doing that and what that actually practically looks like. So we know it's a big idea, big concept right now. What I think would be really good for the listeners, Wendy, is to imagine that barricade. What does that look like for you? I know for me personally, for a long time, thinking about my hurt and specifically childhood hurts that I've brought into relationships as an adult, I put that deep, deep down into the earth, into a bomb shelter, and there were all kinds of mechanisms around it. That was my barricade. What does your barricade look like? Is yours fully stocked with a deep freezer full of ice cream? Is it on a mountainside somewhere deep into a cave? Is it a box somewhere? You don't even think you're worthy of a mountainside. What does that look like for you? It's going to be so important that you develop awareness around that as we journey through this so that you really know where you're coming out of and what you've really put yourself into for that false protection.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
All right. So I know that that was a lot to unpack. Let's get back a little bit to everything you see really quick, Wendy. There is a beautiful picture that you took, and it is on our website. If you go to our website, everythingyousee.org. And Wendy, I would love to hear the story of this picture because I think it really relates to who we are. And I think that this will help you all better connect with us.
Right. So if we're talking about surviving and thriving, right, that both can happen. This is what that picture is about in my mind. My sister and I went hiking one day, and this picture was taken up above Balanced Rock at Garden of the Gods here in Colorado Springs. We had been hiking. We had our cameras. I am terrified of heights, so this was a little bit sketchy for me. But we were at the top of this area, and I looked down, and nestled between these ginormous boulders was this tree. And if you look at the tree, you'll notice that at the bottom, it looks like legs, right? And they are attached to the ground. That's where the roots of this tree go into the ground. That was just overwhelming for me, that that's the only place that this tree has really to connect and nourish itself, right? It's where the roots go. It's a very dry climate. It's harsh. It can be overwhelmingly hot and extremely cold. And it's surviving with just a small area of roots. And yet this tree to me looks like it has thrown its arms way out into the air and it is dancing. It is, really stretched out to the Lord in praise. And that's where I went with that picture, why I took it and why I chose it for the website. Because, you know, like we've said, it's about surviving, even when it's hard, but also learning to throw our arms into the air and thrive. Like we don't have to, we don't have to die and lose who we are. We can thrive.
I love this too, because it's not just the arms. It's the entire tree. It's the trunk. It's the legs. It's the arms. It is everything pointed up, reaching in full joy to the Lord, its creator. And it is grounded in that truth, in that place of surviving, but it is rejoicing and thriving on the outside. So I so appreciate that picture. Well, you all, it is time for us to end for this episode. We are so thankful that you have allowed us to come alongside you today and in your car, in your home, wherever that is. We thank you for inviting us into that space with you. And we would just love to hear from you. If you have some feedback or a story to share, we have a contact form on our website. Again, that's at everythinguc.org. You can connect with us on Facebook. We would just love to hear from you. And if you feel like somebody else would be blessed by this content, please share it with them. And we just hope to visit with you again next week.
All right. See you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.